Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome. Good to have you all with us here today. We're about to have a conversation with Commissioner Anthony Batts of our Baltimore City Police. So you can start lining up at 410-319-8888. Write to us here at steinershow@gmail.com. Tweet us at Mark Steiner. We also have already have two tweets come in. We'll read those. You can jump on our Facebook page as well and put your questions and messages there as well. On the way to that, let me give you our very quick day in history, because we really want to get into the conversation with the commissioner. On this day in history, October the 9th, this is the day in 1823 that Mary Ann Shadd was born. Most people don't know her name, but Mary Ann Shadd was an African-American woman who fled to Canada in 1850 after the Fugitive Slave Act was instated. She became the first black woman publisher in all of North America, the first woman publisher in Canada when she published The Provincial Freedom. She moved back to this country in 1860 when her husband died and became a recruiter for black troops in the Civil War. She then went on to become a suffragette, testified before Congress. She went to Howard University. She moved to Washington, D.C., and at 60 years old became the second African-American woman to get a law degree in the United States of America, one of our great kind of historical figures that we don't think about, Mary Ann Shadd, who died in 1893, born on this day. This is also the day that Benjamin Banneker was born. Benjamin Banneker, of course, was a great who died, I say, on this day in 1806, and Benjamin Banneker was one of the great figures in American history, born free in this state. He was a man whose father was a Dogon, which is a very ancient nation of West Africa. His mother was born in America, and he became a great astronomer, writing books that predicted tides and how the solar system worked, and went to this great conversation by letter with Thomas Jefferson about why there should be no slavery. Thomas Jefferson even had the temerity, actually, after he died, to write a note about him when Benjamin Banneker died, saying clearly the stuff he wrote about science must have been written along with the Ellicotts, who was the sponsor family of Quakers, because a black man couldn't have written that stuff. Mm. But he was one of our great figures from here in Baltimore, Maryland. This was in 1859 that Alfred Dreyfus was born, the French military officer who was put on trial because he was Jewish and changed the nature of things in the world because of that trial. John Lennon was born on this day, the great The Beatle, John Lennon, 1940, and his son was born on this day in 1975. Father-son born on the same day. This is the day that Trent Lott, the kind of a right-wing Congress senator from Mississippi, was born in 1941. Jackson Brown, the American folk singer, was born. We'll hear some of his music today. This is the day in 1968 that Troy Davis was born. He was the young man who was executed in 1989, August 19th, 1999, for a murder of a police officer in Savannah, Georgia, though. Even though evidence came out that he may not have done it, asking for a trial, it never happened, and he was executed in this country. This was the day that the man who invented Pilates died in 1967. Oscar Schindler of the Holocaust fame died on this day as well. And this was the day that slavery was abolished in Costa Rica. The Black Sox scandal happened, Cincinnati Reds winning the World Series. In 1940, the White House released a statement saying the government now has a policy not to intermingle colored and white enlisted personnel in the same regimental organizations. That was 1940. In 1967, this day, this Che Guevara was killed by the Bolivians and the CIA in 1967. And the National Guard was called out in 1969 on this day during the demonstrations against the Chicago 8 in Chicago. And this is the day in 1975 that professional baseball player Frank Robinson became the first African-American manager of a major league team, and he became manager of the Cleveland Indians. And finally, as a little quick note in history, this is a day that in 1582, because of the implementation of the Gregorian calendar, this day does not exist in this year in Italy, Poland, Portugal, and Spain, but it does here. So that was this day in history on October the 9th.